We move on then to action skill 3F, vowelizing, which is the final skill in the honing stage. Vowelizing is a new word that I've created out of the word vowel. This is the act of producing a long vowel sound purposefully, which is altered by oral position. During this time, you'll hear little babies do something like the following. And they'll just be producing this long vowel sound. It's never really one specific vowel or another, but it just gently slides from one sound to another as they're prolonging their vocalization and they're experimenting with oral position. So those are the two elements, long prolongation of sound and improved oral movement. And when you combine those two things together, you get what I call vowelizing, which is simply producing long strings of vowels. These are not words. This is purely for self-entertainment. And the key during this is that the child is really listening to himself, and he's beginning to understand how subtle alterations in oral position affect sound quality. This tunes the ear to subtle variations in vowel sound. To encourage this, we're going to, again, continue our breath control work. We're going to use speech response toys. We're going to use tubes. We can introduce songs during this time, counting the alphabet. Little babies, of course, are not producing songs, and they're not counting, and they're not doing the alphabet, but our clients are. So during this time, you'll hear, for example, the child singing the happy birthday song along with the family, and you'll hear something like this. And that will sound like the sound because they're able to prolong the sound, they're able to produce intonation on it, they're getting various vowel sounds, and it starts sounding like the actual song. Now, let me give you another example here. One of the most common ones is the alphabet song, and during this time you'll hear children saying the following. And clearly they're singing the alphabet song. They don't have the different consonants they need to produce the sound, all the sounds individually, but they are vowelizing during their singing. One of the greatest tools to use during this time is to encourage the child to sing, to get them to sing along, to get them to sing alone, to get them to wear amplification tools while they're singing so they can really tune their ear and begin to listen to these prolonged vowel sounds. Now, while they do, they're going to be producing the four vowels that they've already learned, and they're going to be producing every other vowel in between. One of the things that we mentioned during the first section on this, during stage one, was that the children are learning the maximally different vowels, E, U, A, O, and U. And what they're going to do during this vowelizing is they're going to be producing all the other sounds in between. So we begin to hear some of the short vowels. And during this process of vowelizing then, our clients and the young infants who are doing this are learning to produce all the vowels there are for the English language. In essence, therefore, children learn to produce all the vowels while they are just playing with vowels, and they don't learn all the vowels in the context of words. I think this is one of the mistakes that we make in therapy. When we see children who don't have all the vowels, we try to teach them those vowels within the context of words. That's much too complicated of a way for a child to tune his ear to be able to hear those differences. He hears the differences in vowels by producing long vowels and by changing his oral position in ways that will result in a wide variety of vowels. And when I'm working with children, no matter what age, even my much older children, with whom I'm working on L and R and other consonants like that, I go through this process of doing vowelizing with them to tune their ear so that they can hear the subtle differences between the vowels and the glides that we're working on.